My mom's getting remarried to Todd. He's not my real dad, so he might as well stop trying to make me like him.
He's not trying to be your dad, but he loves your mom and he wants to take care of you. Guess what? You're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Maybe you have a stepmom or stepdad too, but you don't like them because they're not really your mom or dad. Well, God still wants you to respect them and give them a chance. 1 Peter 5 says, "In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble." Our story for today is entitled, After Snow Bunny. Whiskers, Lincoln's kitten, leaped into the air and batted the shoestring Lincoln was swinging back and forth. "I don't care how nice Todd is, no one can ever take Dad's place," Lincoln told Uncle Sean. "I don't want a stepfather," he sighed. His dad had died a few years before, and now his mom was getting remarried.
"Todd isn't trying to take your dad's place, Lincoln," said Uncle Sean. "He's a good man who loves your mom, and he wants to be there for you, too."
"I don't care," Lincoln said. "He's not Dad, so he might as well stop trying to make me like him."
When Whiskers got tired of the shoelace, she jumped up onto Lincoln's lap and purred. Lincoln smiled and petted the kitten's head.
"How long ago did you lose your first cat?" Uncle Sean asked.
"Snow Bunny?
A few months ago," Lincoln replied sadly.
"That's what I thought.
So I'm really surprised to see you treating Whiskers the way you do," Uncle Sean said. "You're just as nice to him as you were to Snow Bunny."
Lincoln frowned.
"So, what's wrong with that?"
"Don't you miss Snow Bunny?" Uncle Sean asked.
"Of course," said Lincoln. "But Snow Bunny is gone, and now I have Whiskers. He's a different cat, but he's special in his own way, and I'm glad I have him."
Uncle Sean nodded.
"I understand, and I think it's a bit similar to your situation with Todd. I don't think Todd is trying to be the same as your dad. He knows you loved your dad and would never try to take his place. But if you give him a chance, I think you'll be glad to have him as part of your family. More than that, since he knows Jesus, he's already part of your Christian family. God puts other Christians in our lives because he loves us and wants us to show his love to one another. I'm sure Todd will do that for you and your mom, and you can show Todd God's love in return by giving him a chance and respecting him as your stepfather."
Lincoln looked at the kitten purring in his lap.
"Okay, Uncle Sean," he said. "I guess I can do that."
So what about you? Do you have a step-parent? Most step-parents try very hard to fill a difficult position. They know they can never replace your mom or dad, but they can be a wonderful presence and help in your life, especially if they know Jesus. Remember that Jesus is with you in all the changes you face in life and trust him to help you show his love to step-parents. Our key verse is 1 Peter 3:8. Be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble.
And our key thought for today, respect step-parents.
If Keys for Kids is helping you grow closer to God each day now, what will you do when you become a teenager? Well, you can start studying the Bible with our Unlock Teen Devotional. Every day there's a story, a journal entry, or even a poem to help you understand the Bible and to help you use it in your life. It'll help you become more confident in your faith and to share it with your friends. Just ask your parents to sign up for a free subscription through the mail at unlocked.org/subscribe. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.